Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 161. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using the Q-SOFA score in adult emergency department patients, answer the drug information question, can leucovorin be substituted for folic acid as cofactor therapy in the treatment of methanol toxicity, and share a resource that brings some humor to the world of free open access medical education, or FOMED. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode161. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled Quick SOFA Scores Predict Mortality in Adult Emergency Department Patients with and Without Suspected Infection. The lead author is Adam J. Singer, and this was published online in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, January 2017. The Quick Sequential Organ Failure Assessment, or Q-SOFA score, has been advocated for use by the Third International Sepsis Consensus Definitions Task Force to identify patients with suspected infection who are at greater risk for a poor outcome outside of the ICU. Q-SOFA is scored from 0 to 3, with 1 point each being given for respiratory rate greater than or equal to 22 breaths per minute, systolic blood pressure less than 100 millimeters of mercury, and altered mental status. The authors of this study sought to determine the association between Q-SOFA scores and outcomes in adult emergency department patients with and without suspected infection. This study was a single-site retrospective review of adult ED patients. Over 22,500 patients were included in the review. Receipt of antibiotics was used as a surrogate measure of suspected infection. A Q-SOFA score of 0 was associated with a 0.6% mortality, 5% chance of ICU admission, and a 5-day length of hospital stay. A Q-SOFA score of 1 was associated with 3% mortality, 11% chance of ICU admission, and a 6-day length of stay. A Q-SOFA score of 2 was associated with a 13% mortality, 21% ICU admission chance, and a 9-day length of hospital stay. And finally, a Q-SOFA score of 3 was associated with 25% mortality, 27% chance of ICU admission, and a 10-day length of hospital stay. The authors concluded Q-SOFA scores were associated with inpatient mortality, admission, ICU admission, and hospital length of stay in adult ED patients likely to be admitted both with and without suspected infection, and may be useful in predicting outcomes. There has been some controversy regarding the validation of Q-SOFA compared to other measures like the Sears criteria. One area that I think Q-SOFA may play a role based on this study is helping ED pharmacists prioritize which patients get their focus. Having spent a good portion of my career in a 45-bed emergency department, there are always more patient needs than any one pharmacist has time for. The Q-SOFA appears to be a specific test that can identify patients that may benefit from a close review of current pharmacotherapy interventions. The drug information question for this episode is, can leucovorin be substituted for folic acid as cofactor therapy in the treatment of methanol toxicity? And the answer is yes. Formic acid is a toxic byproduct of methanol ingestion, and both folic acid and folinic acid, also called leucovorin, act as cofactors and enhance the metabolism of formate. Folinic acid is a metabolically active form of folic acid that does not require enzymatic conversion. If one of these cofactors is unavailable, the other may be substituted at an equivalent dose, which is usually 50 milligrams IV Q6 hours. Otherwise, folinic acid is preferred since it's already in the active form, and pharmacies are more likely to have a sufficient supply on hand of IV folinic acid compared to folic acid. And the resource for this episode is one that brings some humor to the world of free open access medical education, or FOMED. The Twitter account @ThanksFOMED is a parody account using humor to highlight, among other things, the oversimplification of medical education provided in 140 character tweets on Twitter. To see some examples, check out the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode161. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.